Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Union Bank of India earnings conference call for the period ended March 31st, 2023. The bank is represented by the Managing Director and CEO, Ms. A. Manimekhalai, Executive Directors, Shri Nitesh Ranjan, Shri Neetu Saxena, Shri Ramasubramanian S., and other members of the top management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Sunil Jadli, Deputy General Manager. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, madam. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I, Sunil Jadli, Head of Investor Relations, welcome you all for the Union Bank of India earnings con call for the period ended March 31st, 2023. The structure of the con call shall include a brief opening statement by respected MD and CEO madam, and then the floor will be open for interaction. Before getting into the con call, I'll read out the usual disclaimer statement. I would like to submit that certain statements that may be discussed during the investors' interaction may be forward-looking statements based on the current expectations. These statements involve a number of risks, uncertainties, and other factors that cause the actual results to differ from the statement. Investors are therefore requested to check the information independently before making any investment or other decisions. With this, I now request our respected MD and CEO madam for her opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, madam.
Good afternoon. It is my pleasure to welcome the analysts and the investors. We are grateful for your continued support and feedback that has helped us in taking informed decisions. Let me just give you a brief on the broad macroeconomic environment before I go to the performance of the bank. In the midst of the global uncertainty, Indian economy is showing a strong momentum. The economy is expected to continue to perform well and will remain as the fastest-growing economy in the world. The banking sector has also shown improved performance, led by a broad-based economic recovery. Our bank's business and financials registered strong growth during Q4 FY23, and we have achieved good set of numbers in terms of profitability, asset quality, and capital adequacy, among others. Now, let me give you a brief on the highlights of our bank's performance. The operating profit of the bank reached rupees 25,467 crore, with a growth of 16.4% during FY23. Net profit of the bank has increased by 61.2% YoY to rupees 8,400 crore during the year. Net interest income grew by almost 18% YoY during FY23. NIM has also improved to  3.07, almost improving by 13 basis points from FY22. Gross advances has increased by 13.1%, while deposits has grown by 8.3%. Bank has registered good growth in the RAM portfolio also. 17% growth in retail, 14% in agriculture, 13% growth in MSME advances. RAM share to the total advances is 56%. Gross NPA of the bank has reduced by 358 basis points on YoY basis to 7.53%. Net NPA has reduced by 198 basis points on YoY basis to 1.70%. CAR improved to 152 basis points to 16.4. The PCR also we have increased to 90.34% as of March 31, 2023. Our overall cash recovery and upgradation has crossed 20,000 crore. Slippages has been moderated at 12,518 crore, as against the guidance that we gave to the market at 13,000 crore. During the FY22-23, the bank has taken many important structural changes which has yielded positive results. One among them was the large-scale digital transformation exercise that the bank has taken. Before I conclude my opening remarks, I would like to invite my ED, Mr. Nitesh Ranjan, to speak on the various digital initiatives that the bank has taken during FY23 and also what we are going to do in the current year.
Thank you, ma'am. Good evening, everyone. So like we have done very well in terms of business and financials for FY23 as well as the Q4 of F23, in the area of digital and technology also, we have taken several initiatives to further improve the customer service, increase the revenue and optimize the cost. If you look at our aspirations for the digital, and that is in line with the consumer preference shift towards more and more digital services, also given that currently the penetration of digital services per se in the entire ecosystem is very low, so which gives an opportunity for us to do more and more into digital. We have set an aspiration of having 50% of RAM loans origination over the next 3 years coming through the entirely digital channel, which will translate into around 15% of RAM loan book being fully the digital source loans. And on the liability side, around 1 trillion quality CASA accounts we'd like to acquire fully STP on the digital side over the next 2 to 3 years. And the third associated objective and aspiration of the bank is to create a great customer satisfaction score and customer experience through the digital and technology. For that, we have been continuously been building capabilities in the recent past in the core IT, digital analytics, as well as the cyber security. We have been continuously been augmenting the IT hardware infrastructure to meet the requirement of increasing number of transactions in the system. We have implemented the state-of-the-art SD-WAN technology across all our branches and units. Currently, we are in the process of adopting the SDN, software-defined network. We are amongst few large banks in the country who have got PCI DSS certified for the payment channel. You are aware that every payment player has to be compliant with the PCI DSS, but bank has gone a step forward to get certified by the PCI DSS, which gives a lot of comfort to us as well as to our customers. Similarly, on the security side, we have one of the state-of-the-art cyber security operations center today, and we are taking it to next level into cyber security center of excellence, and we are working with the top-class advisors and consultants, and we collaborating with many All India level institutions to take it forward. Thirdly, we are building a digital platform which will be a microservices-led API-based infrastructure, and which will be aiming at creating, as I said, for the customer a seamless journey, omnichannel experience, hyper-personalization for various segments and sub-segments of the customers, as well as using the modern AI, including the conversational AI technology, for creating convenience to our customers. And also investing in creating a data lake and an analytics center of excellence, which will help us leverage our digital capabilities to offer good services to our customers. For customer satisfaction and customer convenience, we have recently adopted and implemented the CRM solution, which has been developed in association with the Zoho Corp. And now we have decided to invest in digital contact center, which will also be using the conversational AI, and it will be a one touch point solution for customer service as well as sales. Now, if you look at FY23, what all we have done, and I would like to just highlight certain numbers that we launched our revamped mobile app, Vyom, in November 2022. Which today offers not only the banking services, but it has a plethora of insurance, mutual fund, as well as lifestyle services available on our mobile app. And we are continuously adding more and more features based on the market demand as well as the customer feedback. So far, we have already developed 10 plus journeys into retail, agri, and MSME segments for customers. And these 10 plus journeys are completely straight through processing. So four or five of these are in MSME segment. Three segments of the Mudra, Sishu, Kishore, and Tarun. Then there is Union Nari Shakti scheme and the GST gain scheme up to 25 lakh rupees of loan. And all these five are completely straight through. Then in agriculture again, we have Kisan Credit Card Loan, KCC, which we have implemented in association with Reserve Bank Innovation Hub, we have been among the first bank to do that. Today we are doing a pilot in the state of Madhya Pradesh and Karnataka in association with RBIH, and that is a completely straight-through journey. Similarly, on the retail loan side, we have the pre-approved personal loan. We have again the pre-approved personal loan for the specific segment of customer, that is the pensioners. We have launched the straight-through loan for education loan for the premier educational institutions in the country. And as we speak, today we are looking at many more journeys in retail loans, including the housing loans and vehicle loans, also in tie-up with the OEMs, which will create a lot of convenience to our customers, and they can do the banking services from their comfort and convenience. So over the last 12 months in FY23, we have serviced more than 32 lakh customers. And when I say these 32 lakh customers, these are not the branch-based, these are completely digital service customers. And we have generated a business of 48,200 crores through these customers through the digital route, which includes new loans to 1.48 lakh customers, aggregating around 2,200 crores of sanctions, and the deposits of over 30 lakh customers, aggregating around 46,000 crore of loans. You are also aware, and we have been sharing with you in the past, that for the review renewal of the existing loans in the RAM segment, which has been a very tedious, frictionful, branch-based process, we have changed this into the straight-through process digitally, where there is a less intervention by the branch, as well as hardly a click or two requirement from the customer. And these renewal journeys on the digital, again, is available for various segments of retail, agri, and MSME customers. Over FY23, we have renewed digitally over 8 lakh loans, aggregating to 42,000 crores of our RAM portfolio. So this is just the beginning, and as I shared with the investment that we are doing, and we are almost at the final stage of onboarding our system integrators and vendors and partners who will work with us. We are very much hopeful that our aspiration of 50% acquisition of RAM as well as 1 trillion new CASA customers through the digital channels straight through would be possible. In fact, in FY23, due to our efforts, bank was ranked number one into IBA PSB reform agenda, which is under the title of EASE. And EASE is currently running into its fifth version. So the quarter three FY23 results of EASE, in that Union Bank has secured first rank amongst all public sector banks. And you are also aware that EASE has actually five broader themes. And in four of the five themes, Union Bank has been ranked number one. And three out of these four themes actually relate to the area of technology, digital, cybersecurity. And we have been ranked number one due to our efforts and initiatives. Even one of the coveted awards, which is given by the Indian Banks Association in the area of IT, last year we have received six IBA awards, which include Best Technology Bank as well as Best IT Security amongst all the large banks in India. When I say large, it includes private as well as public sector banks. So the recognitions are also coming, which motivates us to further invest and do more and more for creating customer convenience for the more than 14 crores of our customers using and leveraging the technology and digital. Thank you very much. I'll take a pause here, and during the discussion, if you'd like to know anything specific on our initiatives, we'll be happy to interact.
Yeah, we are now open for interaction.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Jay Mundra from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity. Ma'am, first question is on NIMs, net interest margins. So this quarter, the loan yields are still rising QOQ. but cost of deposits have risen faster, and hence we have seen a dip in the NIMs. Now, going ahead, as we understand that, you know, the rates have almost peaked. So yields may still rise, but cost of deposit could still be rising faster than the loan yields. Then ideally there should be pressure on the NIMs, right? So we are saying that the NIMs, our guidance is almost flattish. So just wanted to understand the thought process here.
Yeah, Hunza, thank you. As far as FY23 was concerned, we have improved our NIM from 2.94% to 3.07%, about 13 bps of increase. You know, we have seen better credit uptake in RAM sector, and so faster asset pricing has helped the margins to improve. Going forward, there will be a slight pressure on the margins due to the liability repricing and slower deposit growth. That's what we feel. But however, we will be seeing, it looks like there will be a fall in the deposit rates. We have already seen that. CD rates have also come down by almost 40 to 50 bps from the mid-March levels after RBI took a pause in the interest rate. Going forward, what we feel is our NIM will be, we will be able to sustain our NIM to at 3% level. If you look at the portfolio of the bank, almost 50% is MCLR based. Out of it, just about 40 to 50% has been repriced, and the remaining 50% is to be repriced during the current year. So we are sure that we will be able to maintain a NIM of at least 3%.
And just a follow-up, ma'am, there on this MCLR book, right? So this is essentially the corporate book, right? And it should be repricing once in a year, right? The, at least the reset period should be 1 year, if not lower. Then in the last 1 year, the entire book should have been repriced. Is that understanding right?
Yeah, that is correct. So, but I will tell you, banks, 50% of the domestic advances is classified as MCLR, as I already told you. If I can tell you that during 23-24, Q1, we have got about 47,000 of our loan book to be repriced. And totally, we have got about 2,80,000 crores. That's the kind of numbers that we are looking at for repricing. So every quarter we have some numbers, and so, you know, the repricing, the resets will be happening every month, as you said, or a quarter. So we are seeing that this MCLR will be translated, the loan book will be repriced, and so we will have a better NIM.
Madam, if I may add, Mr. Mundra, what happened was actually it has not last 1 year. Actually, from September onwards only the rates have gone up very high. So what Madam was trying to say was even from here to September, we have which are the assets which are going to be repriced, so we will be able to maintain the NIM of 3%.
Right. No. So I am not asking that, sir. Maybe, I mean, you can do. There are a lot of variables, but what I wanted to ask is that RBI started the rate hike in May of last year, and then, you know, in your I mean, the cost of deposit, I mean, the your MCLR would have also started to reprice. So the entire corporate book should have been repriced, right? It looks like that there is a bit of a pressure on pricing also in corporate. Is that
That is what I am trying to say. That see, our MCLR is the marginal cost on the rate which our cost where we are getting it. So if you are looking at it, the northward movements of the rates in deposit has happened from the second half of the last year.
Okay. And sir, now when, let's say, this 47,000 crores of book comes for repricing in 1Q, considering there is a lot of competition, you know, while the MCLR, the card rate may, let us say, rise up by 100 basis point or, you know, X basis point, do you think that the competition intensity allows you to pass on that risk, pass on that rate hike?
So out of 250, you know, transmission rates happening, the MCLR has grown by about 140 bits only. That is, you know, the competition, the market pricing, everything has already been taken into account accordingly.
Just to add, MCLR rate would be in a rise in all the banks. So we don't see the difficulty in pass on the increasing rate. Because right now if we, every bank has increased more or less around 140 or 150 bps.
Right. Okay. Understood. The second question is on your notes to account 16, right? So this pertains to a previous June 7 circular disclosure that we disclose every time. I just have a small doubt, so I wanted to clarify. The exposure is around 4,000 crore, of which around 2,500 crore has already slipped, and the bank has made a reasonable provision there. I wanted to check that what is the nature of the, you know, 4,000 crore minus 2,500 or 2,600 crores, that these accounts are still standard, and, you know, can they slip in future quarters?
No, Jai sir, these are perfectly standard loans. You are talking about the portfolio which are covered under June 7th circular, right?
Yes, yes.
These are, I see. These are perfectly standard loans and well performing. Only thing is that there is sometimes a delay in the resolution plan, therefore that additional provision it attracts. But when the resolution plan, rectification, whatever that put in place and the satisfactory their performance, no default in next 6 months, those provisions get reversed. You see a few accounts also this quarter. Earlier we made provision, this provision got reversed. So absolutely there is no such thing. We don't find any reason that any of such account will be slipping. In fact, our corporate book portfolio is behaving very well and we don't foresee any kind of account going to, you know, slipping there.
Sure. And how much was the family pension that we absorbed in this quarter? I think we have done for the, I mean, we did
about 1,100 crores we have absorbed during the current year, which actually we had a dispensation of 5 years. We have absorbed everything during the current during the FY23 last quarter.
Right. Okay. So the entire has come in last quarter, right? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And last question.
Mr. Mundra, I request you to come back in the queue, sir.
Sure. Thank you very much.
A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ascon Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for giving this opportunity to me, and good evening, ma'am and the other executive directors and general managers of the CGMs and GMs of Union Bank of India. Ma'am, at the outset, yes, my compliments to you for the overall good performance of the bank for the FY23, if you take the year and the whole. My only concern is that in the last quarter, this is Q4, you know, our results are not that very, like our growth, credit growth is almost muted, 0.29% on the domestic. And even on the other front also, if you look at the profitability and other thing, because the recovery from the return of account has come very high in this quarter, that is why we could increase our operating profit too. Otherwise, there was a pressure on our margins and our entire operating profit. You have done very well in the bank for last 9 months. You have set up, you know, 126 MSME loan points, 105 MSME first branches, 160 retail points, 1,331 gold loan points, and I'm sure they all will give the benefit in the time to come to the bank. Having said that, I have got some specific pointers, some questions and some data points. First of all, sir, Nitish Ranjanji, on the digital journey you have taken us, and it's really commendable, sir. You have put in a total capital employed, if you go on the segment-wise result, 3,538 crore rupees has been capital employed on the digital initiative, which has been now made compulsory for presentation by the Reserve Bank of India. And if you look at that asset segment, you have created 42,263 crore asset and liability of 38,000. So net capital employed is 3,539. Whereas the loss on the digital, which is reported for the first time, is 102 crores. So this loss of 102 crores, because this pattern is going to be set up for future, this is not to be included in the capital employed for the digital initiative. This will be in the normal overall the banking operation going forward, loss or profit in the segmentation wise report, or it will be a total clear picture will be given where the loss is added to the capital employed and the profit is reduced from the capital employed. So what is the strategy on that? This is number one. My second question is on the on our DTA and MAT side, that we have a DTA reversal of 3,632 crore and the MAT credit of 2,269 crore, which you have taken. So how much is the DTA balance left and the MAT credit left for the bank so as to assess the future numbers of the bank? If I may continue asking some more questions, ma'am, or will you answer this first and then I come back again for the second?
Leraji, before we forget what you asked, so let us answer that first. And I'll request our CFO to take on both the questions.
Yeah, Ajvira sir, first thing is that regarding the capital employed and loss you have mentioned in the digital segment, okay, it's not actually a loss. This is written in the bracket. This is because this is within the retail banking segment. It's a sub-segment within the retail banking. That's the reason it is written within the bracket. It's not a negative figure. Okay. Number one. So there is no loss as such. Okay. It is profit only. Okay. So regarding the capital that has been allocated for digital segment, it's basically the assets which the bank has created through the digital mode. Of course, the loan asset and other, we have to maintain the capital as per the capital adequacy norm. So accordingly, the necessary capital has been allocated. Okay. The second question you are asking about the DTA and the MAT credit the bank has taken. It basically, you know, we have also discussed in earlier quarters, the bank is contesting the question of applicability of MAT on the public sector bank, and the matter is sub judice. It is going to a special bench of the IPAC. The hearing have been started, so we are quite confident that the we are, because the past decision has been taken in favor of the bank, so we are confident that it will, the case will be in favor of the bank. So there will be no impact on in terms of the MAT credit, reversal or whatever. So that is one part. Second part is that about the DTA assets. So after the 3,600 crore kind of reversal this year, we will have another 8,500 crores of DTA that will remain in our books. So since you know the DTA created out of the timing differences, out of the provisions and all, it will accordingly get nullified in the due course of time. So any further clarity if you want on this matter?
How much is the, as per income tax, the carry forward losses, if at all, for the past?
No, there is no carry forward losses. Bank doesn't create any DTA on carry forward losses. So that is not there. The DTA is created on the timing difference on the bad debt provisions and all. Because the entire bad debt provision which you make in the books is not allowed fully in the taxation book. Therefore, there is a difference. There is no carry forward loss.
Okay.
I mean, no DTA is created on the carry forward loss.
No, no, it's all right. 8,500 crore is the DTA still, the balance is there according to you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And how much MAT credit is left?
So MAT credit, as I told you, is basically whatever MAT we have paid, the equal amount is taken as a MAT credit. But since we are saying that MAT is not applicable to us, so it will be nullified. So there is no implication anything on this.
Ma'am, coming back to the credit growth, you know, the our books, because we were expecting it to continue the momentum which was set up in the earlier two quarters. How do you see, where do you see the credit number one coming from? Why the that our growth is muted in the last quarter? Is there any specific reason? And if you are again having the target of 12 to 14% of the credit book for the FY24, where is the credit going to come from? The growth?
Yeah, Ajviraji, the overall credit of the bank has grown by 13.3%, while the average credit registered YoY growth of almost 16.74%. And the CD ratio of the bank has also improved to 73%. It's not a muted growth, of course. Because the the base figure was lower and that's why the figures were shown. We are as per the system, we are at the same growth rate of 13.3%. We are looking at the system growth will be about 14 to 15%. Even in RAM portfolio, we have done well. The retail has shown a growth of 17%, agri at 14%, and MSME at 13%. We have also grown very well in the gold portfolio, which is about 48%, education loan at 25%, and vehicle loan at 31%. Now, what we are looking at is 10 to 12% growth in the coming years. The majority of the research report also says that if you look at the GDP growth of about 6.5%, credit growth may hover around 12 to 13%. And that is the guidance that we are also taking. We are taking 10 to 12% growth under credit portfolio for the year 23-24.
Okay, ma'am. Just last question in this round. On the SR, 2,233 crore, which is fully provided for, two SRs are added of 342.68 crore. So, if the SRs are added recently, number one, what kind of, is it from private ARC, NARCL?
NARCL. These are all NARCL, which is fully provided.
What was the need of providing 100% if it is a fresh SR?
See, this is SR through the NARCL sale which we have done. There are two accounts for which NRCL sale has taken place, where 85% is in SR form. So, and it's backed by government guarantee, but still it is 100% provided.
But sir, since it is 100% provided by the government, it must have taken in the recovery or the investment.
No, but the value is right now being taken as that.
Yes.
Okay. This means this is as good as a very, extra cushion for the bank, because this money is guaranteed by the bank. In any case,
five years plus 3 years part of guarantee, and right now bank has taken a call to take a provision. Once additional, you can take it as an extra guarantee cushion on behalf of the bank.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ajmera sahab, one small correction. On the digital segment, what you have mentioned is that the loss on digital, I want to make a correction on this. You are right, the amount of figure mentioned there in on the segment results, loss on digital operations is right. This mainly because of the initial capex and revenue expenditure, because the bank is now building lot of IT infrastructure and all, therefore the initial expenditure has been high. That's the reason why this is the loss, but sure, because we are very sure the volume is going to increase in future, so that will be definitely profitable. But as of now, it is a loss. So sorry for the correction.
Yes, sir. That's why I raised this question, that our revenue is 169. I'm just clarifying, ma'am. I'm just on to the point. Please permit me.
Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So what I was saying that, sir, that our revenue is 169 crore and the loss is 102. It means 271 crore is the expenses for earning the 169 crore, which I can understand because it is the initial stage of the digital, the entire segment-wise reporting and total digital initiative, which has to be reported separately. What was my point is that this loss, today it may be 100 crores, tomorrow there can be 500 crore or a profit of 1,000 crore, whether it should be adjusted on the capital employed on that particular segment. So that was one point which I addressed, another one for the loss. Anyway, you can take it, the cue from that and can decide accordingly. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Rakesh Kumar from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. So, sir, ma'am, the one question was pertaining to, the total stress book or the restructured book, which is pertaining to your notes of accounts number 14, 15 and 16. So number comes to, which is standard number, around 18,000 crores. So if you can indicate what is the total provision that we are holding against this outstanding, so non-NPA standard of 18,100 crores.
10%.
Now, restructured book, as you said, is about 17,826, and we are holding provisions to the extent of 10%.
10%?
Yes.
16 will be so holding this, more. This 10% number, ma'am, 1800 crore number, it is not, you are not, you know, clubbing it with general standard provision. So it is separate number, correct?
Yeah, separate numbers, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for this, ma'am. And secondly, ma'am, like, you know, we have seen quite a strong growth in, you know, overseas credit book this quarter. But if you look at, you know, the provision what we are holding for the unhedged foreign currency exposure, that number has actually come down. So, like, you know, number is not significant at all, but just wanted to understand the thought process or maybe what is happening in the business. Like, is that the case that in this quarter, even after having, you know, such a strong growth in a, you know, overseas book, foreign currency exposure, has it come down? That is why the provision in this quarter has come down from 26 crore to 17 crore?
This, this is actually the two different things. As far as the overseas advances are concerned, it is advances given at the two branches we have, one at Sydney and another one is at Dubai. As far as the other one is concerned, it is the domestic exposure, forex exposure that we have given.
Okay. And after the shifting loss that we have done, like, you know, we had around 97-98 crore of shifting loss this quarter. So how are we placed now, because the modified duration is still, we have less than 1 year for AFS book, especially on the SLR side, and we are not changing it from the last quarter number. So what is the view that we are holding on the interest rate movement? As you said that, you know, certificate of deposit rate has come down, and that is the fact of the matter. And short-term T-bill has also come down. But we are not changing our modified duration on the SLR in the FS book. So it is, you know, it is not, you know, things are not appearing to be in line. So why did not we, you know, change our duration on the higher side when we see that, you know, rates are coming down?
Sir, shifting loss is pertaining to first quarter of 23. Which has already been booked. Subsequent to that, whatever the investment portfolio we have added, which mainly consists of treasury bills and other short-term securities, which due to excess liquidity in the system, we have placed this in treasury bills as well as 1 to 3 year duration. That is why we are having a duration continually maintained at the similar level. One, that is over, we are having an average duration of 3.66. which we will be able to encash over a period of time.
No, sir. So question was basically on the AFS book. So total duration is same at around 1.3 years, and SLR duration is at around 0.7 years.
Yeah.
So if we are seeing that, you know, rates are coming down, then are we changing the duration? Are we increasing the duration, or we are not increasing the duration?
We are changing the duration over a period of time. This mainly portfolio consists of treasury bill, which is due to excess system liquidity available, which has been kept. If we withdraw that, our duration will come to around 3.65 to 3.66 in AFS book itself.
Okay, and how much we are planning to shift in this first quarter, coming first quarter?
To the extent of 5 to 8,000.
5 to 8,000. Okay, and the duration of that book would be like, would be 2-3 years?
Yeah.
On the STM side?
Yeah, 3 to 3.5.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Raju Barnawal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the corporate portfolio side. In the current quarter, we have seen a softer growth on the corporate side, while it has declined on a sequential basis. So what's your outlook on the corporate portfolio going ahead?
Yeah, so we have taken a conscious decision to keep, as you know, that we are keeping our corporate book and RAM at a particular proportion. to have that proportion, and we should not go beyond that. And to keep that ratio, we have remained a corporate group at that level. That is one part. Second part is, if we see what is would be the growth next year, we have given a guidance of 10 to 12%, and we will remain at that level because we have got a lot of traction in different areas. So most of the sectors are now opened up, and we are getting proposal from most of the sectors. So it is not upon a particular sector, but in all the sectors there is a good growth. Secondly, and thirdly, you know, we have got a pipeline of around 30,000-35,000 crores in the pipeline, which is under different stages of disbursement, and we have given a sanction. So this may be disbursed over a period of, say, 12 to 18 months. So that disbursement will happen, and along with that, we have got a fresh sanction and PIM. PIM means, term sheet approval of around 15,000-20,000 crores, which will come over a period of time, which will be sanctioned during the year. And again, those proposals that we are conceiving in different branches will be coming to us. So that I have not taken, only I have taken this part. So we see corporate book to grow decently during this year.
Oh, okay, thank you, sir, for the answer. And some data keeping questions. Can you please provide a breakup of the provision during the quarter between NPA provision and others?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, the total provision during this quarter was 4,000 crore. Out of that, 3,567 crore was towards the NPA provision.
Out of?
Total provisioning was 4,041 crore. Out of that, 3,567 was towards the NPA provisioning. Provision towards NPA for the Q4.
Okay, and what was the forex-based income during the quarter?
Yeah. Forex-based income. Oh, okay. Profit from forex transaction was 217 crore during this quarter. Profit and forex transaction.
That is forex exchange
income. Exchange income. No, during the quarter, during the Q3. And for the full year, the forex exchange income amount was 813 crore.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ashlesh Sonje from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Just a couple of questions from my side. Firstly, on the recovery front, we have seen a healthy recoveries of about 20,000 crores during FY23 against a guidance of 15,000. But how to now for FY24?
Sir, generally we will try to maintain, or we will want to improve our performance in the recovery front, sir. Process are in place, so we will be more or less achieving the same level.
And where do you think these would be coming from? Any large, I am saying, do you foresee any segments, any particular industries?
No, it is not like that. We have already launched a few schemes for actually for one-time settlements. We had some aggressive schemes have been launched, which we are now able to get some of the accounts cleaned up. Not very any big accounts, we are not any foreseeing on that, but it will be on a continuous basis we will be able to do it.
So you, this would really some mid-corporate kind of...
Not even mid-corporate. If you look at it, we normally, most we are expecting it from agri and MSME sector.
See, during the last year, that is 2022-23, we did about 219,000 OTS
accounts
and about 530 crores of recovery in that number. See, we also did quite a number of, Sarfasi. Almost 4,000 and odd Sarfasi we have done during the last year, and we, not sorry, 8,000 and odd Sarfasi, and we were able to recover about close to 3,000 crores in that. So it is not that one particular sector that we are looking at. We are looking at recovery from every area. We have also something lined up with NARCL, and we hope to see some good recovery from those centers also.
Okay, understood. The second question is again on recoveries from the return of accounts which we have seen in the fourth quarter. Can you shed some light on which were any particular large accounts?
See, the large account means there were some of the accounts which have been fully provided and written off, very old NP accounts, which we have on cash basis, we have sold to some of the accounts to ARCs on a 100% cash, upfront cash basis, with amounting to around 930 crores, it has come on that. Other than that, as Madam has also told, we were very aggressive with the old NPAs, with the OTS, some of the lower, that is small accounts have been cleaned up. That's what around more than 2 lakh accounts, which are very, very, liabilities are very less. We had entered into a settlement and we have cleaned the bank, this also, so that we are able to do this write-off in the TW account. We could show a better result in the last quarter.
Okay, understood, sir. And lastly, have we booked any recoveries in the interest income line during fourth quarter? In the last quarter, if I remember right, we had about 685 crores in the interest income.
2,600, no? Samal? For the entire year, it is around 2,600.
Yeah, I have the figure.
Yeah, quarter only is asking.
So it is 2,600 in the entire year and 682
in the last quarter. Yeah, 682 in the last quarter. 2,600 for the entire year.
Okay. Perfect, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good evening to Team Union Bank. Congratulations for stable results. Listening to all the Q&A so far, I feel there is a change of heart at some strategy between a balance in corporate and retail. So can you roll out the strategy points for next 12, 24 months, what Union Bank desires to do?
Choksi sir, we have a strategy that we will do 55% RAM and 45% of our loan book will be corporate. So we have got, as we have told earlier also, we have put up some strategic verticals we have made, like the retail loan points, the MSME loan points, which will aggressively look at giving retail loans. And plus education loan, gold loan, these are all the verticals that we have come up with. And with regard to even corporate advances, we are not saying that we will be limiting to 45% alone. If the, the project that we get is better, so we are going ahead and doing it. Even in large corporate, we have set up about 14 LCBs and 56 mid-corporate branches, which will, fuel this growth in the corporate advances. We have also set up about 14 corporate relationship cells across the country who will be also looking at, building relationship with existing corporates for fee-based income and third-party products also.
Now, just relating to that, so you're not aware that 55-45 is a fixation. It's just a matter of thinking that we will drive retail.
Absolutely. And retail. Yes, yes.
And it is more of an initiative because you spend so much on digital. So I won't elaborate on that question. I'm seconding some of the banks which have declared results are guiding that the rates have peaked in US and rates have peaked up in peaked in India also based on RBI guidance. How do you position yourself not only AFS and HTM, but if bond rates are headed to 6.75 by the year end as what is indicated on pricing of your loans, MCLR and your in treasury operations?
Good afternoon. As far as treasury operation is concerned, already interest rates have peaked up as you have told. However, depending upon the inflationary condition and U.S. market, there may be either cut or stagnant for a long period of time. That is the case. Accordingly, we have positioned our HTM and AFS book to take care of this requirement, and we will definitely able to generate a substantial and MTM free position over a period of next 1 year, sir.
And Choksi sir, regarding MCLR repricing, as earlier in the conversation we have told that during when it is coming for the repricing time, it will be appropriately done, sir, considering the present market condition.
Yeah, because I could sense from madam's comment that the deposit rates are already coming down, which means our MCLR is also peak, or the system MCLR is peak, let's put it that way. My understanding is right?
You can say like that, but we are just waiting and watching, sir, because MCLR, the pricing mechanism, it also depend upon the competitiveness in the market also. So maybe there are some more little more increase may be expected on that.
Thank you for answering all my questions.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Chintan Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, ma'am. First of all, congratulations on good set of numbers and thank you for the opportunity. So firstly, on the LCR front, I had a question. So in terms of if we look at the LCR is roughly 193% against the regulatory requirement of 100%. So any reason for carrying such excess LCR, and if we reduce the LCR, then should that help on the margins front? Any benefit on the margins front can be expected from that?
So good afternoon. This is actually a last day number. That's the reason it is 192%. But if you took the average of the quarter, it is around 167%. And that is because we have a good chunk of excess SLR, and that's the reason it is at a comfortable position.
So do we plan
to? So that will depend upon the market conditions and how is the opportunity in the credit market, how is the cost in the deposit market, as well as opportunity in treasury.
Okay. Secondly, on the term deposit rate, so I was looking at the term deposit rate. So it is around 6.5% is the peak rate if I look at a term deposit rate. Also, sir, what would be this rate, the highest rate in the past 5 years of 1 year or 1 to 2 years range, highest CD rate in the past 5 years, or is it around the highest rate as of now?
Current is the highest rate.
Okay, so current would be the highest rate in the past 5 years, right?
Yes.
Sure. And so any plans of increasing the SA rate just to garner more deposits, that given that there is quite fight on the deposits front, so are we planning to raise any rate on the SA since we are starting from 2.75? Any thoughts on that?
So the saving deposit portfolio is not so rate sensitive is what we understand, and what that reality is also. We are rather looking at other initiatives to see how this saving portfolio can be enhanced in the bank. So what we have seen, we have studied that the saving share, our salary share in the saving portfolio is lesser, and we are far below the industry benchmark. So we are working on that part. We have come out with the improvised salary product, and we have created a vertical for salary accounts mobilization in the bank. And with those kind of initiatives, with our mobile app having enhanced features, 350 plus features, and having more engagement with the customers, having more of the SB accounts where Union Bank account becomes the operative account. These are the kind of initiatives we are trying to take and increase our savings rather than the pricing part of it.
Sure, sir. This is very helpful. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you everyone for your continued support. We are sure that with the great the various initiatives that the bank is continuously taking, we will be showing better results in the quarter, next quarter also. The bank has also taken many new initiatives, especially in the lateral recruitment side. We have created a lot of new verticals like the wealth management, the digital marketing, transaction banking, call center management, and we are recruiting a lot of people from, you know, experts from outside to the bank. With all this and the digital, what Mr. Nitesh Ranjan has also spoken to you, we would like to be seen as a more digital savvy bank in the future. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you. On behalf of Union Bank of India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.